I think it should be one director for each standing committee. But I do think it's unfortunate that the LSB members are being reduced to one. That basically means that there'll be no minority voice on these committees, which is not a great thing, I think.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Campbell, first guy.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Campbell.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Yes. We felt that we could, you know, do with a reduction in the size, and that would not really, you know, cause problems for the committees insofar as, you know, being able to get engagement and be able to get their work done. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Is there anyone else? Okay, we can take a vote then. Bill, can you go ahead and call the roll, please?
Okay, Ken Aram. Dan Erickson. Ivan Elsame. No one call. Bruce Allen.
I'm sorry, this is Ken. I was on mute. I vote yes.
Thank you. Teresa?
This is Teresa. I say yes.
Teresa votes yes. Thank you. Eva Yako?
I'm on the call.
Is that Kathy? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
We'll get to you in just a minute. We're voting right now on Amendment 3, which is the one on reducing the size of the national committees. Nia Bediako?
No.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. By the way, there's some background noise. So somebody can until you're ready to vote. Kathy Davis?
No.
Thank you. Reblin Gold? Can't hear you, Reblin. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you. Allie Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Athea Wangaza?
No.
Thank you. Laura Privis?
Yes.
Thank you. Summer Reese?
No.
Thank you. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Thank you. George Ryder?
No.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain for the reasons indicated.
Okay. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
That was a yes for Dan?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Yes for Andrea. Okay. Thank you. Let's see. We missed. Ivan's on the call. I guess that's all. Everybody. Oh, and Revelin.
Revelin, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Revelin.
Okay. I vote. This is to reduce the size. No.
Of the national committees, correct?
Right.
You vote no? Okay. All right. I believe that's everybody. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes votes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 no votes, and one abstention. So it does not have 12 yes votes, so it fails.
I'm sorry, what was the final count? 10-10.
Yes, 10 yes, 10 no, one abstention. All that matters is whether you have at least 12 yes votes, and it did not.
Okay, thank you. So that one fails. Thank you. Amendment 4, could you go ahead and read the heading, Bill?
Okay. So, yeah. Sorry, I set that aside. Bear with me. Hold on. Okay, this is the one that would remove technology and programming from the list of standing committees.
I would like to speak Teresa here.
Okay, go ahead,
I'll
Teresa.
Second. Doesn't need a second, does it?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I would like to say that as a person that's been on the affiliate task force and working very well with the affiliate director for over 10 years, and as a person that's on the development task force, that I highly encourage everyone to vote for this. I mean, I feel that the task force has just as much value as a committee, and it has obviously less stress and less of an anal attitude about, are there a certain number of people here? And I think that you could participate on it. You can actually have more people on the task force that voted no on the last one. I mean, there is nothing stopping you from joining the development task force if you want. And so I think that if these two committees do this, then more people can be on these committees than one.
We can't hear you, Teresa.
If more people join, then they will be on these task forces or these committees because they want to be on, not because they're filling some sort of quota system. Thank you very much. Please vote yes on this.
Campbell, first staff.
Okay, go ahead, Campbell.
Hello, Lydia.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I think that the problems that these two committees have had in regard to being able to get business done is really unfortunate. And as time goes on, and certainly I think looking at the present context, there's a lot of important business for them to undertake. And to have a quorum requirement to stand in the way of their being able to move forward and achieve results and then be able to make recommendations to the PNB, I think is very unfortunate. So therefore, our LSB very much, with only one objection, voted to have these committees to, lose the quorum requirement. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
So I totally support having the technology committee not be a committee anymore. That never made sense, but because that's strictly expertise. There could be five people who are expert on the issue at one station and none at the other. But in terms of programming, I think that should remain as a committee for a lot of reasons. Obviously, that's key to what we do. And there are some issues that are never appropriately tackled on that committee. That's a different discussion to be had. But I remember when we discussed and so forth, those were really heavy, very concentrated issues that needed to be vetted in the programming committee. And it's so critical to what we do. We've talked about national programming. The right proposal hasn't surfaced, but it can. And I think, you can't impose programming sufficiently, effectively all the time. If we want to do national or whatever, we run into that on I've supported. And so by necessity, you have to have the buy-in of the LSPs. And usually the LSP members that get on that committee are people that are already involved at the local level with programming in some fashion. So I will be voting no. If it were, I wish that these would have been separated to separate ones, because I would definitely vote yes on the one, but no on the programming. Thank you.
Alex on the stack.
Bill for the stack.
Alex on the stack.
Okay, Alex and Bill.
Jordan.
Point of information, please.
Wesley?
How much time is left?
Wesley, go ahead, please.
Thank you. Is it possible to move to separate the items at this point?
Oh,
No.
Okay, thank you.
No, thank you. No, because they already voted on Wesley at the local level. Okay, sorry, Alex?
Okay, this amendment, like every other amendment, went down in flames on the WBAI Delegates Assembly last night. This one I supported, but a lot of the opposition came because people felt that removing these two committees, the standing committees, somehow downgrades their function. And the argument was along the lines that technology is very important, programming is very important, therefore these should remain as standing committees. I certainly agree they're both very important, but whether they should remain as standing committees is a completely different issue. I think the problem we're all facing with so many standing committees is we don't have enough bodies to go around to attend all these standing committees. So particularly directors are wearing themselves out trying to go to all the different standing committees, and it gets even more ludicrous now that we've decided that the bylaws allow us to send two directors to each standing committee with one or two exceptions. So I certainly think we need a very strong programming committee or a programming task force or whatever it's going to be. But I don't think it needs to be a standing committee. I'm not really sure, outside of governance and one or two other things, I don't know why we need any standing committees, as a matter of fact. Okay, that's all I have to say.
We are at time on this item.
I'm sorry, Bill?
I'll just be real brief. Just
Summer,
a misconception.
Summer, can you hear me?
I'm sorry, I heard you, Tracy, but you're after Bill.
No, we're at time on this item.
Oh, okay, I thought you wanted to be heard. I can barely hear you, Tracy. Okay, do we want to extend for a moment?
Apologies, yeah, but we're more than at our 6 minutes. We're at 6.5.
Okay, thank you. I'll let Bill finish. Go ahead, Bill, and I don't think there was anyone else on the back to this.
I'll just be quick. It doesn't.
It was, but I just
from being in a committee, it just removes it from being what's called a standing committee in the bylaws. It would be just the same as elections or personnel or racism and sexism. Just gives the PNB more flexibility, and it could change the quorum requirements, for example, or they could designate them as task forces.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, all right, Bill, can you go ahead and call the roll, please?
Okay. Ken Aaron?
Yes, which is to remove these from standing committees.
Correct. Ivan Alsamay, Paul, Teresa Allen.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, thank you. Gabriel Yarko?
No.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
No.
Thank you. Reveling Gold? Can't hear you, Reveling. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Hello.
Thank you. Was that Reveling?
Yes.
Okay, you vote yes, Reveling? Thank you.
No, I vote no. I'm sorry.
Okay. Revelin votes no.
I was saying yes, it's Revelin. I vote no. Okay.
Okay. All right. Ali Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Elon Gaza?
No.
Thank you. Laura Grievous?
Yes.
Thank you. Summer, do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Thank you. George Ryder?
Oh.
George votes no. Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Tracy votes yes. Thank you. Dan Sturridge? Somebody's dialing in. I hear also background noise, traffic or something. Please mute yourself if you're not about to vote. Dan? can hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Dan votes yes.
Yeah, Dan votes yes. Thank you. Alex?
I'll vote yes.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Andrea votes yes.
Thank you. Let's see, who did we miss? Ivan Wesley? I didn't hear you, Wesley.
No.
Wesley votes no. Thank you. I believe we got everybody else. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 yes. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no's. So Amendment 4 is approved by the PNB.
Thank you, Bill.
What's the count again? What's the count again?
Bill, what's the count, please?
14 yes and 7 no.
Thank you. Could you go ahead and read the next one?
Okay. Here. This is the one that would simplify the amendment process by, you know, instead of voting on all these within the same calendar month, we'd have a 60-day period beginning with the voting date of the PNB, and
anyone wish to speak?
George?
Go ahead, George.
I hope we can be brief with this one. I think there's a consensus on it. It doesn't make any sense that we have to vote within the same calendar month. This time we have to vote between December 7th and December 31st because of the way things worked out. The only other real change is, and it reduced the time for being posted, the amendments to be posted from 60 days to 45, which is plenty of time to find out what's there and to make your opinions known to your LSP. So I would hope we could just go to a vote on this.
Alex on the stack.
Okay, Alex, go ahead.
Okay, this was another amendment that went down in flames at the WBI delegates meeting. I can't understand why. I tried my best to convince our delegates to support this one. I was a little lukewarm on some of the others, but this one I was very strongly supportive of. The only thing I can think of is that people are just afraid of changes. It's as simple as that. Any tinkering with the bylaws, some people think, are going to lead us to disaster.
Thank you. We are now out of time on the entire bylaws amendment item.
Okay. Does someone wish to move for a little more time?
I move for an additional 15 minutes to do the remaining two up bylaws items.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Is that Afia?
Yes.
Thank you. Any opposition? Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Tracy. Go ahead.
Did you want?
No.
My God.
I can barely hear people. I don't know. There's extremely. There's something it's very hard to hear people, as if there were very bad lines open right now. Does someone wish to be recognized?
This is Lydia.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
I'm sorry, did we take a vote on that last amendment?
Yeah, it passed, the last one. We're on number 5 now.
But, I mean, we didn't do a no objection vote, right?
No.
Oh, I didn't vote. But I voted yes. I would vote yes.
Point of order. This is Kamek. Hold the agenda.
Wait a minute. This is on the amendment to simplify the amendment.
Please stop stalling. We have other amendments to approve. I call the agenda.
Ken, I think she's confused about something. Please allow me to address
yeah.
the member's question. Lydia, I'm sorry. Are you asking? We are on the one right now that would make the process, that would give us 60 days to make the process.
Oh, that was the question. We haven't voted.
Yes, we have
okay.
not voted on it
Thank
yet.
You.
You're fine. Okay. All right. No problem. Thank you. Is there discussion? Because we had run out of time, Lydia. That's what happened. We were just trying to get
I
more
see.
Time.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Sure, no problem. Thank you. Is there discussion on this one? Or if not, we can just go to a vote. I think George.
Sorry, have we actually extended the objection?
Well, no one objected. That's where she heard the no objection was to the
okay,
extension
great.
Of 15
so,
minutes.
Okay, so why is it going to vote?
Thank you. And I think George had made the explanation that there was significant consensus on making our lives easier by giving us 60 days to get amendments through instead of the same calendar month. Is there further discussion, or shall we go to a vote? Okay.
Not
Bill,
objection.
Could you... go Campbell. Is there any...
Actually, I think we need a count.
Because you need to know if you've met the threshold. Thank you, Campbell. But, Bill, go ahead and call the roll, please.
Okay. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Elsman. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Thank you. Nia Bediako?
No.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Yeah, I still hear a lot of noise in the background. It sounds like
yes.
smoking. And I'm coming from an alphabetical order by last name.
Somebody's probably waiting to vote, and then we go move.
Are you Carolyn Burton? Better. Carolyn, how do you vote?
I voted yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. Revlon Gold? Can't hear you, Revlon. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Fia. Laura Privis?
Yes.
Thank you. Summer Reese?
Yes. Sorry.
You don't have to vote, but okay.
No,
Marcel
no.
Reed?
Yes.
Thank you. George Ryder?
Yes.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Andrea Turner? Can't hear you, Andrea.
Can you hear? This is Revlon. I'm sorry.
Oh, Revlon? Yeah, I didn't hear. Didn't get you either.
I couldn't get to the unmute in time. Yes.
Okay, Revlon votes yes. Thank you. Let's see. I missed Ivan, Wesley, Afia, and Andrea. Any of you want to vote? Okay, I can't hear you. All right. Yes votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. And no votes. 1.
So, that one was popular.
Okay. All right. Next. Reduce the number of required in-person meetings. That would instead of having a requirement of 4 per calendar year, it would be 2 to 4 per calendar year, and remove the specified months.
Thank you. This is amendment number 6, discussion.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so this is the second year in a row that we have approved a budget for 3 meetings. Have been able to afford 2. And so
for some reason, there are some people who want to keep violating the bylaws instead of adjusting the bylaws to what our reality is, which still gives us the ability to meet four times if we were to vote to do so and could afford it and, you know, there was a necessity for it, et cetera. So I don't see, I just, it's unfathomable to me that we would not want to adjust the bylaws to give us a range. It still gives us the choice of having more than two. But for this board to formally approve less than the four required in the bylaws and not want to change the bylaws boggles the mind. So I'll be voting yes.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
Alex.
Alex, go ahead.
Yes, I oppose this amendment. I think much of the discussion about how many in-person meetings we should be having has been a diversion from what we need to do on this board. And I think passing this amendment, let's put it this way, I would have been happier if people just said we should have two meetings a year and that should be the new bylaw. But to say 2 to 4 meetings, that's going to guarantee that the next PMB spends another so many hours discussing how many meetings they're going to have and when they're going to have their meetings. It's ridiculous. Just keep the language what it is now and make it work and stop discussing when or if we're going to have our next meeting every other meeting.
We are at time.
On this amendment, we extended
on
by 15 minutes.
Yes.
6 minutes. Got
the
you.
Agenda was extended with per item.
I understand. I understand. Is there anyone else that wished to be heard? I mean, we are at time, but is there anyone else that needs to be heard on this item? Okay. And if not, then can we go to a vote? Bill, can you please go ahead and call the roll?
Okay. Ken Aaron?
Pass.
Thank you. Abin Elsame?
What's the DC again?
I'm sorry, what was that?
It was EC. I wanted to comment.
Oh. Okay, you've only called one person, Bill, who passed. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, Afia, I will go ahead and let you comment, even though we were at time and he had started, because you may have been trying to be heard. Go ahead, please.
I would say that one of the beauties of Pacifica as an institution and the governance structure as a model for democracy, as a potential model for democracy and transparency, it pains me to hear you all dismantling it bit by bit tonight. And I think that this amendment is a further diminution of the governance process that makes Pacifica Pacifica. So I'll be voting against this.
Thank you. Is there anyone else before I go? Because I'm not going to interrupt it again, but we were right at the very beginning. Okay. Bill, go ahead and start the roll again, please. Thank you.
Okay. Ken Aaron? Okay, you passed.
I'm sorry. If you're calling Ken Aaron, I still pass.
Okay, still pass. Okay. Ivan Alcime, not on the call. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Thank you. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Thank you. Wesley Buffoon?
No.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes no. Kathy Davis?
No.
Thank you. Revlon Gold?
Pass.
Thank you. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
No.
Thank you. Sophia Wangaza?
No.
Thank you. Laura Privis? Can't hear you, Laura. Summer Reese?
I'm going to pass for a moment.
Okay. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
That's a yes?
That's a yes.
Okay.
Y-E-S.
Okay. Thank you. George Ryder?
No.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to vote no on this one.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? Can't hear
yes.
you, Dan. Okay. Dan votes yes. Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
In the pass.
Okay. Passes. Ken Aaron?
No.
It's a no? Okay. Ivan Elsme, I didn't hear him. Revlon Gold? Do you want to vote, Revlon?
No.
Can't hear you, Rev. Oh, okay, Revlon votes no. Laura Priebus, I didn't hear you.
I vote yes.
Thank you. Summer Reese, do you want to vote?
I'm going to abstain on this.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Thank you. Can't believe that's everybody. Yes votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and one abstention. So this one fails.
Thank you. And we have one more, yes?
Correct.
Thank you. Go ahead and read it. This would be number 7 now.
Okay. This is the one concerning the powers and duties of the LSB. Instead of requiring the LSBs to conduct 2 town hall meetings a year, it would have them conduct at least one a year, and then also to organize at least one fundraising event per year.
Discussion.
This is Lydia.
Campbell Postack.
I have a point of information, Summer.
Who is the point of information? Go ahead, Nia. Go ahead, please.
How much time do we have left of this 15 minutes? This could be over by now.
You have 1 minute remaining on the clock.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and I'm sorry, was it Lydia and Campbell?
Yes.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, so the thinking behind this is that some of the stations don't have more than one town hall, if that much, but the urgency of our situation and the fact that most boards do engage in some kind of fundraising prompted us to put together this amendment so that the requirement, doesn't mean you can't have 2 town halls, by the way, it just means that what is required by the bylaws is to have 1 fundraiser by the LSB and 1 town hall. Just as it says, in lieu of the 2nd town hall would be the fundraiser. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Campbell?
Yes, I just want to say that I certainly endorse the idea of all of our LSBs getting involved and engaged in fundraising, and that, it does not limit the number of town halls that you can have. As Lydia stated. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Is there some further, or may we go to a vote?
The question.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Bill, if you could please call the roll.
Okay. Ken Aaron?
No.
Thank you. Ivan Alfame? I'm on the call. Teresa Allen?
No.
Thank you. Nina Bediaco?
Yes. At least raise the money to have these 4 meetings you want to have.
Thank you. Leslie Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. Rebel and Gold?
Yes.
Thank you. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
Yes.
Okay. Afia Wangaza?
Yes.
Thank you. Laura Privis? Was that a yes? I really can't hear you, Laura. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I said yes. Can you hear me now?
Okay, Laura said yes. You're very faint, but I got that as a yes. Summer Reese?
Pass.
Okay. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Thank you. George Ryder?
Yes.
So yes, okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg? I'm sorry, yes or pass? George, is that a yes or a pass?
P-A-S-S, pass.
Pass, okay. Tracy?
I'm going to abstain on this one.
Okay. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Bill, did you hear me?
No, I didn't hear you, Dan.
I voted yes.
Okay, Dan votes yes, and Alex votes yes.
I'm voting
yes. Yeah, I got you as a yes, Alex. Okay, Andrea Turner?
Yes!
Thank you. Let's see, Ivan's not on the call. Ali Alexa, passed?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, oh, I didn't hear Wesley either. Did you want to vote Wesley?
I'll abstain also.
Okay. Summer Reese?
I'm also abstaining.
Okay. George Ryder?
Abstain.
Okay. All right. Yes votes. We have
one,
two, three.
Bill? Bill?
Uh-huh. Yes.
This is Teresa. Would you please change my vote to yes?
Okay. Teresa votes yes. Thank
you.
Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 yes. 1, 2, 2 no's. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 abstentions. So, it's approved.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're done with bylaws amendments, yeah?
Yes, but before we leave the issue that we deal with whether KPFA has to vote against.
I can barely hear you, Lydia. I'm sorry, this line, I don't know what's with the call tonight. It's so difficult to hear people.
Point of order. We are over time on the item by 4.5 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Items on the agenda and a time certain adjournment in 12 minutes.
Yes.
So, you know,
and the chair was not present for discussing this, which is, does KPFA have to re-vote for the bylaws amendment? They voted before the full notice period was over, not knowing it had been extended.
I don't have an answer for you tonight, Lydia. I'm happy to inquire of council, though. I mean, I just don't know tonight. I wasn't expecting that as a question. I can...
Okay, I sent it out by email to be on the agenda, and Tracy said it was going to be part of this item, and Bill said it was going to be part of this item, and now we're out of time. So
I apologize. I'm in New York.
No, that's all right. It's just that I assume that KPFA needs to know if they have to schedule something and give notice.
Okay, I will take it up as an issue that needs to be resolved at least, okay, since you raised it as a question, okay? Because I don't have an answer for you. Why? Sorry. Okay, thank you. All right, what's next on the agenda, please?
Your report.
IED report.
Oh, goodness. Well, okay, here I am. Okay.
This is Tracy. Can I make a quick point of order?
Of course.
If the board does not pass the consolidated budget this evening, then we will be moving that item into 2013. I would hope that we could prioritize it prior to our adjournment in basically 10 minutes.
Okay, so folks, why don't we do this on the IED report? We all know I can fill you in on all of the dramatic stuff going on in the network. You know, I went to Washington, D.C. this week. I spent 2 days there. I'm spending 2 days in New York. Most of what I'd have to say would probably be in, a lot would be in closed session, but I do think that based on previous audit reports, it would be disadvantageous for the organization not to pass a consolidated budget this evening, considering that we should not go into a new calendar year without having passed a budget, which should have been passed before we entered the fiscal year some 2 months ago and changed 2.5 months ago. So, so I'll keep it brief. I went to D.C. To deal with the, shall we say, the situation there created by certain programming changes undertaken by management. And I can discuss more in closed session, but I attended the town hall. I met with staff. I met with management, and I attended the LSB meeting yesterday evening. And today I'm in New York, and I will be addressing various issues here that are relative to the post-hurricane situation for WBAI. And most of that I can't discuss in open session, but actively engaged in business and attending to our two East Coast stations this week. And I think we should probably move on to the budget for the evening, and I'm happy to, you know, since I talk to all of you quite frequently, I'm happy to entertain anything else offline, and certainly at our next meeting I can give a more thorough report after I've returned to California. Tracy, would you like to go ahead and present the budget? Because I do think if
yeah.
I go further, we won't get anywhere.
Right. For the purpose of time, I'm actually not going to present the consolidated budget. You all received it via email several days ago. The consolidated budget consists of is the aggregated totals of the 7 unit budgets that you've already passed, which includes all 5 station budgets, the archives, and the national office budget. The particular numbers, which again are aggregated by month and by chart of accounts category, really can't be changed at this point. We've already approved them. So all that we are doing is basically ratifying the work that we've been doing since mid-September when we started approving budgets in the first place. So I'll take any questions if there are any about the process or the numbers, but I'm not spending time going over what the numbers are right now, because otherwise we will not make our time certain. So are there any questions? Okay. Then I will go ahead and pass forward the NFC's recommendation that the Pacifica National Board approve the consolidated budget for the entire Pacifica Foundation for fiscal year 2013.
Well, no, I'm not going to vote yes on this.
That's fine, Eddie. Does anybody have was there a question that I didn't hear? Or?
This is Teresa.
Yeah.
Could you please explain to me, in your opinion of how things have developed, how affiliates fits into the Pacifica budget?
Oh, well, in terms of our consolidated budget, where the affiliates fit is that their fees, which they pay annually for access to AudioPort, a Democracy Now! Subscription, Free Speech Radio News, and basically access via AudioPort to any and all of the programs from our 5 stations and archives access. Those fees are a significant part of the independent revenue raised by the national office. The national office budget, as we saw when we looked at it, had about $600,000 or so of independent income, which basically covers the salaries at that office, and the affiliates income, SCA, and a little bit of development work is basically what those funds consist of. So the affiliate income basically factors into the consolidated budget as a revenue item in the individual national office budget.
which of course supports the operations of the foundation as a whole.
Okay,
because they pay part of our ED's salary and part of our affiliate and for our affiliates directors to coordinate the program and part of our technical.
Okay, is there anyone else that has any questions? Okay. All right. No questions?
And I guess I should say that the Consolidated Budget passed Finance Committee unanimously.
Thank you. And what is the total amount for the Consolidated, Tracy?
I'm not at a computer right
now. Okay, no problem.
I can do it from memory. It's around $14,700,000 in income, about $14,200,000 something in expenses. The anticipated surplus we hope is in the $500,000 range, pre-capital, and then post-capital that drops to about $185,000. And that's our hope, but again, those numbers came out of the individual station budget, the archives budget and the NO budget, all of which we discussed as a group and which were approved one by one by this body.
Okay, any other questions? Because if not, then maybe we can go ahead and take a vote on this. Are there any objections to this budget? Oh, there was an objection. You know what, Bill, can you go ahead and call the roll? If you support passing the consolidated budget, vote yes. If you do not, vote no.
Okay, Ken Aaron?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame? There's a siren here. You need to mute. I couldn't hear Ivan. Teresa Allen?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, thank you. Nia Bediako?
Sorry, but I had to step away. What are we voting on?
The consolidated budget.
No.
Okay, thank you. Leslie Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. Revlon Gold?
Hello?
Yeah, Revlon?
Oh, sorry.
Can't hear you, Revlon.
No.
Heather Gray?
No.
Okay,
this is Revlon, no.
Revlon votes no. Heather?
Yes.
Heather votes yes?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Campbell Johnson?
Pass.
Okay, Ali Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Laura Privis?
No.
Laura votes no. Thank you. Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. George Reiner?
Yes.
Okay, Marcel passes and George votes yes. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
You were muffled there, Tracy. It sounded like a yes?
Yes, it's a yes.
Okay. Thank you. And? Can't hear you, Dan.
I abstain.
Alex Steinberg? Okay, abstain. Thank you. Now, Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
No.
Thank you. Let's see, I didn't hear Ivan. Campbell passed.
Abstain.
Thank you. I didn't hear Afia. And Marcel passed.
Hello?
Quit hitting the button. Whoever's hitting
somebody's
the button,
dialing.
Quit it.
Marcel Reed.
Really? Abstain.
Marcel abstains. Okay. So, yes, folks, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Hello?
Oh. Yeah, who's this?
Nancy Fear.
Okay. Did you want to vote?
I do want to vote. I want to vote. Yeah.
Voting no?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes, folks. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. No votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And 1, 2, 3 abstentions. So the consolidated budget is approved.
Hooray.
We need to...
Yay. Just a point of information question.
Yes.
I didn't hear anybody objecting to the budget on any point, so I'm just confused by why people opposed it. Nobody said that anything was wrong with it, so I don't understand.
This is
against it.
Go ahead.
Nancy?
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, well, I don't know why other people did, but I know in my instance, I voted no on some of the budgets. I had expressed that I wasn't going to vote for the three in-person meeting being into the budget, especially when we don't pass the bylaws to be compliant. But, so, you know, whatever. So that's why. These were not unanimous votes on those lines. And so as not to take up time, and we've already expressed those views on other calls.
Thank you. That sounds like we're supposed to go to closed session at this point.
As a timekeeper, you're at time certain. Summer, you will need to address the matter of New York and staffing regarding the in-person meeting in closed session. It can't wait till January.
Okay, did something, I presume something transpired regarding this at the beginning of the session, or no?
No, we haven't dealt with it, and we can't wait till January 10th. So.
Okay, well, I know we don't have sufficient staffing for New York. Did a vote transpire, though, at the beginning of the session when I wasn't on the call?
No.
No, I move to extend time for 15 minutes so we can get this to me.
Is there a second?
What?
So, this is on summer. What are we saying?
God, I cannot hear. I'm telling you, he has a line that looks like it's underwater.
Is it?
I can't hear anybody else either. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Somebody is. Whoever's.
Okay, folks, let's keep. Now, made a motion. 15 minutes to deal with
somebody.
Somebody wait a second before I move. Is there a second to extending for 15
seconds? Second. There's water, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Is that Campbell? Thank you. It was a second to extend for 15 minutes to discuss. In fact, we have a staff issue with having the meeting. And something that should be dealt with one way or the other.
Summer, could you explain what we're voting on? Because I haven't been able to hear anything that's been
sure,
said.
Sure. To extend for 15 minutes so that we could discuss
the in-person
meeting in New York because we have a technical staff issue.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Campbell.
We had a time certain to end this meeting. We voted on 10:30.
Yes. Majority to overcome at this point.
Why don't we just quick?
Yes.
If it's a staff issue anyway, wouldn't it belong in executive session?
It's not that kind of a staff issue. Yeah, it's just an unavailability issue, actually.
It's just a point of order that we have to do something about it prior to adjourning this phone call. We can put it in closed, but we can't hang up with no resolution.
Well, let's see if we can get a vote to extend 15 minutes. Maybe we only have to take 5. I don't know. Is there an objection
to
extending?
I would like to say 10 minutes.
Yes.
10 minutes. Okay, so is that a substitute, Nia? Is there a second on the substitute? Anybody?
Somebody is deliberately doing this.
Okay, so we got a second from Bill. Is there any objection to 10 minutes? Okay. Maybe can we withdraw
Madam
the 15
Chair,
minutes?
Somebody's
and we'll
phone
take...
is out of control.
Oh,
Lord.
Totally, Campbell. It is a nightmare. This call is awful. Is there any objection to 10 minutes, though, folks? Maybe we could just, be fast here And if there isn't, then we could just take it and run. All right?
Take it and run.
Let's take it and run. I don't hear any objections to 10 minutes. Let's drop that 15. Are we good? Okay. So I can lay it out in a nutshell. Our staff member who would normally stream for us in New York at the end of January will not be available. We all are aware that we do need to move our Washington, D.C. station, and technical staff will be rather committed to that project, including our New York staff member. And because of that, we have a streaming issue for our in-person meeting. So it's a straight-up technical availability issue. How that is to be resolved, we have another staff member who is in tech. The other alternatives as well. So that's the crux of the problem, is because of our need to move our other station, our technical resources are somewhat spread thin, and our East Coast resources are going to be committed in Washington, D.C., which gives us a technical problem in holding our meeting in New York City at that time. And it needs to be resolved in one way or another with the consensus of the board this evening. So, okay, so I'm not proposing the solution, but I am, like, at least stating the problem. Lydia, go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the second part. I heard the first person wasn't going to be available, and then someone beeped during the second person.
Sorry. Well, it was suggested that it has been suggested that we have another technical staff person who is in Texas. This is practical thing that we may have someone, we have someone who is available in Texas. We voted to hold it in New York, not in Texas, but the person we would normally use in New York will not be available.
That was my question, but my comment is, I know here in L.A. when we had it, our in-station people were perfectly capable of streaming. We had...
technical resources are not
issues, and so if necessary, I know there's someone in L.A. who could do it, and if there's someone in Texas. I'll fly to the person since we have flown our technical staff around before.
Flown in from another signal area. I don't think we have sufficient technical resources at the local level to rely on the local station necessarily.
Can I ask a question, Summer?
Go ahead.
Will the technical person be available in February? Because my thinking is maybe the meeting could be postponed 2 to 3 weeks so that it could be in February, and then you could have it in New York.
I had forgotten that as an alternative solution. Yes, that would also be a feasible solution because of the time crunch we're under in D.C. So, yes, there's any number of possible solutions. Somebody will have to propose something. That's not my job, of course. But, yes, that would be another.
So may I propose that then?
Sure. Go ahead and make a motion if you'd like.
It should come out of the coordinating committee, I suppose.
Well,
but
it's too late, though. The problem is we're going to jam up against needing to make it coordinating.
Okay, my motion is to postpone the first P&B meeting of the new year until, I don't know, what do people think, second week in February, third week in February?
This is
hold on. Go ahead, Lydia.
We have to hold the first meeting at the end of January, but it doesn't have to be in person. So then the February meeting, if the wording could be adjusted to just be that the first in-person meeting of the year would be in February.
Okay, well, just as a point of information, I think we went through something similar to this before, and I believe there was objection to having a first meeting of a new board without it being in person because of the necessity of electing officers and that sort of thing. Alex, I'm going to throw it back to you because you're on the floor with a motion. You need to pick second or third week. And, of course, other people have raised the quorum issues that we have at various stations, which could conceivably throw our schedule off a little in January also, but we're not at that point.
Well, it might throw off the population of some of the national committees by 1 or 2 weeks, but I don't think that's a huge big deal.
Sure. So why don't you pick a week, Alex? You want to pick the third week, second week, which one?
I don't know. I think the probably a longer wait time would make it easier to find good flights and everything. We still don't know when some of the LSPs are going to have their election certified. They That might not happen till January in some cases.
And conceivably, our technical stuff in D.C., we would hope to have it.
Right.
But I mean, just do you want to go for third week? Just
okay. I haven't looked at the calendar. I'm not sure when that is.
Is there a second? Anybody?
Let's pull the date, summer.
Oh my God!
I don't have a date. I mean, well, let me hold on.
November 22nd. Summer, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Nia. Are you saying the 22nd?
Yes, February 22nd to the 25th. I mean, I've already spoken to a couple of hotels. So I need to know.
Okay. So she's saying February 22nd to the 25th. That's the third week there. Do you want to go for that, Alex? Oh, no, it's the fourth week. The 15th through the 19th would be the...
It doesn't conflict with anybody's religious observance or any holidays, does it? I haven't looked at that.
I would go for the 22nd through the 25th, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, is there a second for this as a proposal?
Second
from Nia? Okay. All right, discussion?
Yes, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so mine was just the amendment to just make it that our the meeting originally scheduled for the end of January will be held in February and not include this is the plano where people are going to be seated because we run into bylaws issues. So let's just leave it to both.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble understanding you, Lydia. I can understand the first part, that it would be amended to say that the meeting normally held in January would be held in February, so as not to conflict with the bylaws. And what was the second part about seating?
No, I didn't say normally. Just the in-person meeting we scheduled for the end of January will be postponed until February and the dates that Nia had.
Okay, and then what was the second part you said about seating?
That was it.
Oh, that was it. Oh, okay, gotcha. Just so we can handle it. Okay.
What we do at those meetings.
Thank you. Alex, is there any objections to that amendment? It sounds like it's just clarifying that we're in a previous meeting.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay. Is there any objection to this proposal overall? Or are we good? Maybe we've solved the problem.
Can you repeat
the
proposal?
Please?
Go ahead, Alex. Or I can reiterate. I guess the chair is supposed to reiterate. It's that the in-person PNB meeting originally scheduled for January will be rescheduled to the weekend of February 22nd through 25th. Does that recap it correctly, Alex?
Yeah.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, so that's it. It basically just moves it to the following month so we can deal with our PFW stuff. Is that acceptable to everyone? Wow. Amazing. Okay. Thank you, everybody. It didn't even take that whole 10 minutes. Shall we go off into closed session?
You're in closed session.
Let's do it. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, bye.